How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Now,
It's funny what our subject matter is and we're talking over each other.
It is rather, isn't it? The subject matter we decided on is
communication.
And I guess communication can take many forms.
Obviously, a text.
A text.
A letter.
A letter. You know, in the age when you can just send a WhatsApp to somebody.
A WhatsApp, yeah.
Just, you know, or you can just moonpig a card off to somebody.
Yep, or funkypigeon.com.
Or funkypigeon a card off to your friends. And I've never used funkypigeon.com.
Have you used Moonpig?
No, I don't think so. I went through a phase of, like, uploading ridiculous slogans and pictures.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. And you sent them out to... You'd, like, screen grab it. No, I mean...
Oh, I'd screen grab and send
it to people.
And then,
like, send it to me, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's fun to do.
That was really funny.
You could, yeah, like...
With sympathy on your birthday.
With sympathy. And, like, there were other ones we were like, your mum sucks cock in hell for dimes. And then put that on the front of a card. That would be a funny card to send to somebody.
Be hilarious.
Yeah. But and then I grew out of that and I haven't used it since. But there's Moonpig, there's Funky Pigeon, and there's another one that Moonpig have as a sort of spin off. I can't remember what it's called, but you have to send like several ones. Like if you're doing your wedding invites or We Are Moving. Oh, they are so smug.
What, wedding invites and We Are Moving cards?
Yeah. All those people with houses and relationships, they can fuck right off.
Welcome to the podcast. Tom is bitter today. Have you had a
bad
day?
I just had a very bitter coffee. No, I haven't had a bad date.
No. You sure?
Date or day?
Either, both.
No, neither, actually.
Oh, well
no,
then.
I don't think so. No.
Well,
quite
no
positive day, actually.
It.
Got my admin done.
Got your admin done? Very good.
Yeah, planned it out, as I said I would.
Oh, very good boy.
Yeah, and then I came here, didn't I? Had a biscuit. We shared a biscuit.
We shared a biscuit. It was a big one.
It was, like a pizza.
Like a pizza biscuit. Like but not biscuit. Not as big as a pizza. We're not a...
No.
We're not animals.
No.
Here.
So...
Communication.
Moonpig. I don't like all, you know, it's a bit smug though, isn't it, of all that like, oh, life is moving on, look at us, we've done this, and it's got all these horrific pictures of these like really smug couples on the front.
Yeah, like stock images. Happy couples.
Happy couples.
In just black and white.
People with
in
those,
the 90s.
In the 90s, yeah, like running along a beach. Who lives that close to a beach? Or, you know, spelling things out in the sand or with sticks or something. Oh, like the White Company catalogue.
God, Tom, you really hate these people. I never knew.
I mean, to be honest, I actually quite like all those things. So I don't know why. I like the beach. I like sticks. I like the White Company.
Oh, well, there you go.
Got my towels from there. I tell you, I got those towels nearly 10 years ago and I've still got them and they're still drying me. They've still got drying in them.
Well, there you go.
Is that an expression?
No, of course not. It makes no sense.
I think it is an expression where you go, oh, there's no drying in that towel.
No, it's not. It's just something your mum says at home. So when I thought that...
I don't even know if my mum says it.
So when I was little, you know when a girl does a half up, half down with her hair? She
yeah.
just puts the top bit up.
Oh, yes. What's that called?
Well, in my house, it was called a Sarah. So I always called it a Sarah. It wasn't until I moved out of home and said to someone, I should do my hair in a Sarah. That they said, I'm sorry, what now? And I said, I need to do my hair in a Sarah. And they said, that's not a thing. And then I spoke to Mum about it. And I said, Mum, no one else uses the word Sarah. And she went, no, of course they wouldn't. That was a girl that was in your brother's year that always had her hair like that.
No, of course they wouldn't use that. That oh, well, still, it's all got to start somewhere.
It does,
and actually, it?
It
does sound like the sort of thing a Sarah would have.
That's what I thought.
I think it's a good description of that hairdo. My dad will often say if it's cold, he'll come in and say, oh, it's cold enough for a handbag. Now, nobody uses that expression.
And what does it mean?
It just means it's very cold.
But why for a handbag?
Cold enough for a handbag, he says. I don't know. Nobody knows.
It's funny, isn't it, things that parents say.
Very odd sometimes. I'm trying to think what else they said over Christmas. No, probably loads of things. Sort of all in a daze, really.
My mum gets the lyrics to songs wrong quite
Oh. Quite frequently.
What does she say?
I'm going to praise you like a shoe. That's the thing she's done in the past, yeah. Oh, and you know, I'm all about that bass. About that bass. Yeah. What no treble. Well, it became... First of all, she was singing No Treble, so she had it right. And then she changed that to No Trouble.
Yeah, well, I could have done that. I would have said that.
But now she's changed it to No Worries. And as she's doing it, she always points at her ass, which really makes me laugh.
No Worries. Oh,
no,
I see.
I'm
oh.
About that bass. No Worries. That's what points towards her bum.
My mum and dad like to go to a shop called Massimo Dutti.
Oh, yeah.
But they can't say Massimo Dutti. So now they say Mrs. Madutti or Mrs. Dutin. Yeah, I got these trousers. What do you think of them? They're from Mrs. Dutin. Mrs. Dutin doesn't exist.
So far from being...
So different. But, you know, you understand it. That's what they say, is that you just sort of understand it. Yeah, it's about learning a language. You just sort of understand it on a
family.
Sort of, yeah. Well, yeah, if you're learning a language, you sort of kind of understand it on a level that's sort of, yeah, so...
My dad can't say the word funeral.
Oh, what does he say?
Funeral.
But you're like that. What's your... Oh.
A melge.
Melge and bold.
I can't say bold.
People without hair are bold.
What is it? Bald.
Bald. Like ball with a D on the end.
I can't do those L's.
Bald. Bald. Bald.
Because I had the same issue with wolf.
Wolf?
Wolf.
Wolf. Like as in the scary dog.
Yeah, but I sort of, it sounds more like woof. A wolf.
Oh,
if there were bold wolves, I'd have real issues.
That would be difficult for you.
It would be a real...
Communicating with people like that.
Yeah.
Do you do a lot of... how do you find communicating online? Do you do a lot of communicating online? Who doesn't?
No. I mainly use Owl. I do my Facebook. I'm a big fan of the Instagram.
You don't... Do you tweet?
Yep.
But I thought you didn't Facebook.
I don't Facebook too much. I am on there.
Okay.
But I basically tweet about... I Facebook about this podcast and I'll occasionally upload a picture.
Of what? Of this?
No, not of you.
Thank God. I thought I was being papped.
Constantly. Non-bloody stop.
Can I just say we've left the fan on?
Oh, no. Oh, we're going to get in so much trouble from our producer, Talia.
Oh. Maybe we should have left it on. We've referenced it. I think carry on.
Do you think carry on?
Oh, you know, we've done 7 minutes now. We
I'm very sorry. They've probably heard, oh, but it's great to hear a big fan. That doesn't get old to me.
I thought, what?
Every time I see a fan, I say, oh, it's great to see a fan. Got to my hotel, there was a fan in the room. Love it.
I stayed in a very nice hotel in Birmingham.
Oh, yeah.
Holiday Inn.
Oh, clang.
Oh, a Holiday Inn. I think it was so glamorous. I still do. And they had earplugs.
Motel, hotel, Holiday Inn.
And I loved it there. And then I went opposite to a Greek restaurant, which has just opened, called Santorini. Only been open a month.
I went there.
Well, Emma, good. It's so good.
It's so good.
They stay open until 5 o'clock in the morning. And as you know, I love late night eating.
Love late night eating.
My six pack doesn't. Which it hasn't.
How is your six pack?
Well, it hasn't got here yet because it's buried under.
Is it owl post?
It's yeah, it's being moon pigged. The six pack does not appreciate being covered in gyros and what other delicacies they offer there. Gyros is, I think, like a kebab. Actually, I didn't have the gyros one. I had, what did I have? Souvlaki? What did you have?
Halloumi wrap.
Oh, bacon of the vegetarian, halloumi.
I would agree.
And how do they do it? Fry it or what?
Yeah, I suppose so.
I nearly had that halloumi, actually.
Well, how else would you do halloumi? Grill it, I suppose. Bake it.
Set fire to it in a saganaki.
Oh!
I used to work in a Greek restaurant. As soon as somebody had a saganaki, oh, everybody went mad for it because you set fire to it with brandy or something. Have you ever had that?
It was.
Yeah, and everybody goes, "Oh, I'll have what they're having, please."
Right.
And everybody suddenly got the brandy cheese on fire, flambé.
So, when did you work in a Greek restaurant?
When I was in my late teens. Yeah, in West Wickham. Well, it isn't exclusively Greek, but it does a lot of Greek food.
What other food do they do?
French and sort of general seafood. Spanish, bit of Spanish, bit of Italian.
Sort of fusion.
Sort of fusion, but... Oh, Susie just shoved the microphone in her face. She just went to move her leg and then...
kicked the microphone right into my face.
Right.
What an idiot.
Right into your gob.
Do you know what I don't like about sort of fast food joints or places that do too much different things?
Too much different things. I don't like those places that do too much different things.
Too many different styles of food.
Sure.
I dislike that. I think be good at one thing. Like, there's a really good Indian restaurant near my mum and dad's that we always go to for our curries.
What's it called? Give them a plug.
Oh, the Ban of Bengal.
The Ban of Bengal.
But my mum insists on calling it the Bane of Bengal. That's another one for communication. But she says, we're going to the Bin of Bengal, whatever she calls it. And I said, I was on my way home in the car with the missus, and she started looking at the menu online so that we could order something.
Oh.
And they did omelettes.
What?
So they did loads of Indians. And then obviously some people that go there don't want Indian food. So they also do omelettes and chips.
Oh, that's a very, that is a sort of classic thing, isn't it? In sometimes they have it on various sort of takeaway menus that you can get like, yeah, like an omelette and chips or like steak and chips for people
and
who
I
don't.
Just, I'm like, no, have a curry.
Don't eat garlic or whatever. So,
so
they have an omelette. Did you order it?
No, of course not. Like, if I was going to have an omelette, I wouldn't go to an Indian restaurant. That wouldn't be like my first port of call.
You must come to the Bane of Bengal. They do the best omelettes.
Exactly.
They probably do.
I'm sure they're lovely. But, yeah, really, I really just like that. I also hate it when restaurants that are trying to be upmarket put pictures of their food outside. I think just allow people to trust their imagination that they can guess what spaghetti carbonara looks
food
like.
It is always quite saddening, isn't it?
It's the kind of thing you'll always find in like Tenerife. Yeah. Like, this is what steak and chips look like.
Yeah.
And there'll always be quite old pictures, so they'll always be like
slightly yellowed.
Yeah, quite weathered.
Weathered.
I really hate that.
This picture of pasta.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a bit disappointing.
It would put me off a restaurant.
Would it? You wouldn't go there? Yeah, I probably would be a bit like that. I think, you know, I'm a snob. I wouldn't.
I was in a comedy club the other day. I won't name which one. Mm. I was in a comedy club that functions in a basement. And just waiting to go on stage.
Yeah.
And like, not even in a hurry, just quite casually, a mouse just walked past me.
What?
Like, quite a big one.
Do you mean a rat?
Like, maybe? I don't know. Are they, like, but like, was so cash about the fact there was like 100 people in the room.
Wow.
Sort of like walked past me. I was like,
oh.
And like, two of the audience members saw it. I didn't know what to do.
Did you scream?
Well, no, because then I thought there was someone on stage. I thought, I can't be like, ah!
Imagine if everybody just got up and started running away.
Like, imagine the trouble I'd get in. So I had to just like style it out like, oh, mice. What are they like? I bet they didn't pay to get in. Like, that was really grim.
Oh, that is grim, isn't
it? Loads of mice
in
London.
You do get them on the underground quite a lot. Like,
but they're only little tiny ones.
So this might have been a rat, I think.
Oh.
If it was quite big, how big? Like, as big as a hand? We're measuring against the hand now?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it might be a rat.
Like, it's bod.
Like, long tail?
Bit long, yeah.
Sounds like a rat. That
looks like a rat. Sounds like a rat.
Might be a rat. I don't know. I don't know much about rats, but they do terrify me.
Oh, God, me too. Yeah, not a fan at all. My dad's petrified of them.
Is he?
Yeah, it's the only thing he's scared of.
What's in the countryside?
Yeah, he thinks they're unlucky.
Well, they are. They bring the plague.
Yeah, well,
very unlucky.
I know. I once saw him hit one with a shovel.
Oh, that's just been a lovely Christmas. where were you?
It was on the farm, and the dog was barking at it.
Well, the dog didn't do anything.
No,
and the Rottweiler.
Well,
the Rottweiler didn't go for it.
Well, yeah, we sort of like. And I don't think my dad would. My dad obviously didn't want it because it's vermin, but he also didn't want to like watch the dogs tear it apart. So he just sort of gave it a bit of a pop on the head and killed it.
And did it? It worked.
Yeah.
With a shovel.
Yeah.
Oh my. What?
Is that big? Am I going to have the RSPCA on the phone?
No. Well, I think... Oh, I don't know. Well, it's a country, isn't it? People do things like that. And it sounds like it's more humane than letting it be ripped apart by dogs.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I mean, what's the point in having dogs, though, if they're not going to look after the vermin? It sounds like your Rottweiler's a little bit... getting a bit precocious.
Well, no, she is dead now. But
she ate rats.
It was because she... I think she was quite old and she was just like, oh.
Oh, she was tired. Oh.
We have got one, Trixie. She is...
Trixie Trouble, they call me.
She's a Rottweiler. No, she's not. She's a Jack Russell cross.
A Jack Russell cross with a Rottweiler?
No, just a Jack Russell cross. Cross with something else.
What made us a cross? Probably all the rats.
And she eats everything. Oh. She'll like come back with like, you know, the little pom-pom of a rabbit just hanging out of her mouth.
Oh, nice.
Or like just the face.
Pom-pom of a rabbit.
Just the face of a rabbit.
Oh, God.
Just like bring it to the door. Like, look what I found.
I like the expression, the pom-pom of a rabbit. Like a rabbit is a cheerleader.
Once we saw her... This is quite horrible.
Okay.
Mum said to me, Sue, come outside. There's a little frog.
Oh, no.
And I went outside.
It was no longer a little frog.
And I sort of like pushed back what it was so we could see all of it. And there was just half of a frog.
Oh, God. What, that Trixie had
eaten?
Did she like it?
Don't know. Is she French?
It's a delicacy in France, isn't it? I was going to say, yeah. Well, you know. And that's nature's way, though. You can't argue
with it,
can you?
It's nature's way.
You've got a Jack Russell and a Rottweiler. Those are two...
No, the Rottweiler died now. So we've got a Jack Russell. This is on Mum and Dad's farm, so it's not like they're in the house.
Oh, so you haven't got a Rottweiler at all now?
No, it's Rottweiler Cross now.
With what?
German Shepherd.
Oh, the classic friendly combo. So you had two Rottweilers. When did the second Rottweiler die?
So we had a Rottweiler, yeah. And then she had a baby with an Alsatian, well, the German Russ.
Married a German Shepherd.
She married a German Shepherd. Mm. They didn't speak the same language, but they
It was fine. They got on.
They knew their ways. And then he died. He was called Ikor, the German Shepherd.
Ikor?
Yeah, Dad.
Is that a classic German name?
Well, Dad found him tied up outside a circus and saw this man being cruel to him. So Dad just took him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Outside like a travelling circus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he saw someone like hitting it with a stick.
Oh.
And then they went inside and Dad was like...
I'm not having that.
And then Dad sort of went over to him, straight to him, and saw that he was quite sweet and kind, the dog.
Oh.
And then he lived for the next 10 years on Dad's farm.
Oh, what a lovely story. Like a Dickens of German Shepherds.
Dickens of German Shepherds,
like
yeah.
Oliver.
Like, yeah, he was Oliver Twist. There's a book about him. And
so he got married to, what was her name? Edna?
Rosie.
Rosie.
Rosie the Rottweiler. And then they had a baby who is Ruffy Ruffle.
Ruffy, yes. Okay. So Ruffy's still alive.
Ruffy's still alive. Rosie and Ikor now passed on to that big green acre in the sky.
Yeah.
And now we've got a new dog called Jess.
Jess?
Or Jessie. And Jessie, she is a puppy Labrador.
When was this acquired?
Like a month ago.
Oh, I bet that's all kinds of cute.
All kinds of cute.
So Jessie's
really
still a pup?
Jessie's still a pup.
Oh, what sort of Labrador? Golden?
No, brown one.
Brown, a chocolate lab. Oh, that's
like
lovely.
Sort of chocolatey grey. And she sort of does this thing at the moment where she's like keeps jumping on Ruffy and he's like, leave me alone.
Oh.
She wants to play and he doesn't really. And we've still got Trixie.
And Trixie is the Jack Russell. And is Jessie house dog, farm dog?
Farm dog, all farm dogs.
I love all your rustic ways. I thought your mum had a dog in the house.
She used to, Coco, but he died as well.
When did Coco die? You never tell me about the dogs
no,
dying.
Coco died.
You know how
years
sad I get.
Ago.
Oh, okay.
Coco died years ago. But yeah, so they've got a little stable that they all live in with hay and stuff, and Dad's got a heated light in there for when it's cold.
Oh, that's
sort of
so lovely.
Oh. But yeah, they've got quite nice lives.
And what do they do? What is their job on the farm?
Well, she's an accountant.
Yeah.
They're guard dogs. Yeah.
Oh, that's so glamorous, isn't it? And so the Jack Russell, is he a good guard dog?
She, Trixie.
Trixie, sorry.
Yeah,
she's... So patriarchal am I.
Yeah, aren't you, Jeff?
But sometimes there is that convention that you sort of call... Oh, dear.
Sorry.
Sometimes there is that convention that you call dogs boys and cats girls.
I think I've
made that up, haven't I? But I just think I stick to it because how can you know unless you like go up to someone and go roll their dog on its back and check what sex it is. What bits they've got. You can't go like, what's his name? And they go, actually, it's Maria.
Yeah, people get offended by it. That's funny.
That'd be a good name for a Rottweiler.
And Maria would be, Maria. I've just met a girl named Maria.
I love. A friend of mine used to have lost Rottweiler called Maggie.
That's good.
It's a nice name for a Rottweiler.
Yeah. I like human names.
Yeah, me too.
For animals. Like, I wanted to get a sausage dog and call him Carl Lagerfeld.
Oh, that would have been good. Would you have had like very high collar?
Very high collar.
Yeah.
And gloves.
Great choice.
Great choices.
Yeah.
What are we talking about in this podcast? Communication.
Communication, but I just started talking about dogs. Oh, I'd love a dog. Oh, I'd love a dog.
Maybe one day.
I know.
When you meet the right guy.
Don't, Susie. Don't get me started on that. You know, I haven't got time to meet the right guy. Never
with
mind the right dog.
With all the communication.
With all the communication I've got to keep on top of. I can't.
So what do you do for communication? What's your favourite way to communicate?
Ooh.
Words.
Words. To be honest, it's just in
it's
my art.
It's only words.
And words are all I. Was that Ronan Keating's?
I think it was Boyzone.
Boyzone. Boys. Boyzone. What is a boy? What is a boy zone?
A zone for boys.
Yeah, and where's the girls?
Surely you'd love it.
Yeah, you know me.
Massive queer.
I love it. I love it with all the blokes. I like writing letters.
Oh, me too.
And I had stationery printed. Did I tell you about the letterhead, the stationery I had printed? Never had a chance to use it. Cards, I had correspondence cards made with my name printed at the top. I took ages to choose the font. I did a straw poll of a number of people saying, what font shall I go for?
I think you've sent me one before.
I did. When I first got them, I was quite into sending them. I think I need to get back. Look, if you want me to send you a card, just tweet me.
And I'll, Tom Allen Comedy. Yeah,
and I'll try and send you a card with which is letterheaded. I don't know. But I just like the idea of like people getting up in the morning, writing their letters.
I have a pen friend.
Do you?
Yeah, well, it's my friend William. And he and I went to...
William, it was really nothing.
William. He went to the same sort of drama club as me
mm-hmm.
when I was sort of from maybe being like 11, probably until we were 16, once a week we used to go together. And we always got on really well. He's a really nice guy. Later years, we realised that we were like-minded friends.
Oh, I was going to say, what's William's persuasion? That wasn't mentioned in dispatches.
He lived in Brighton, and I would occasionally see him.
The
signs were there. And now he's moved to Berlin.
Again.
Hello.
Cliche. Yeah.
But, so he said to me, do you, rather than staying in touch on Facebook, because it feels so vacuous and it feels so blah, should we start writing each other a letter? So sort of one month he writes one, the next month I write one. So we don't do it too often.
No.
You know, but it's his turn at the moment, so I'm waiting for a reply.
When did you send yours?
Probably mid-December, early December.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah. And you know, he sent me a Christmas card that said there's a longer letter coming.
Yeah, I was going to say, Christmas cards don't count.
No.
Did you send many Christmas cards?
No.
Zero.
Not
me
really.
Neither. But I do like a letter. I've always sort of liked the idea of sending letters to people, corresponding like that.
Mm.
It's sometimes hard to keep on top of it. Shappy called Sandy sent me a letter because I said I don't get letters, and she very kindly sent me a letter and I responded to it.
That's very sweet.
Who else has done it? I used to have a number of friends I would write to, but I dumped them all. I couldn't be bothered with them. No.
Sod them all.
I'd like if I had loads of money. That is one of the things I would definitely have though. I'd go to some posh shop and have all my
stationery made up. Yeah, it's a nice idea.
Yeah.
I saw a very funny interview with George Clooney when he was saying that he had some stationery made up that was that had Brad Pitt at the top. Brad Pitt. And then he would send other actors letters from Brad. And he sent Meryl Streep a
that's really funny.
How to Learn Accents kit. And didn't tell either of them. She never mentioned it to Brad. And then about like 2 years later at the Oscars or something, he said to her, oh, by the way, that was me.
And did she laugh? I bet she
yeah.
didn't. I bet she was, how dare you. No, but she laughed. I bet she laughed but on the surface, but deep down she was like, I'm going to kill you.
Oh, don't be horrible about Meryl. I love Meryl.
But I don't think she would suffer a fool gladly. She wouldn't like jocular behaviour like that.
Well,
I don't know though. She might be.
She might. She might do, Thomas. Who knows?
I don't know. George Clooney obviously likes a bit of a laugh.
Well, what?
And an espresso.
That's
true. I mean,
true,
no wonder he's got time. He's probably kept up all night after all those coffees he's been having.
No wonder he's got so much time to write.
Yes, and yeah, sorry, what were you going to say?
Oh, sorry, I was only going to say, as this is the episode about communications.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should suggest that people do get in touch if they enjoy the podcast.
Oh yeah, do get in touch.
I think we're going to set up. I need to ask you about this, but I think we should set up maybe a
why
website.
Don't we turn this recording into a meeting?
Not a website. An email address.
An
email address. Oh. It's because I've been watching Making a Murderer. I've got a real southern twang in my head at the moment.
Isn't it? Yes, I hear.
But I was thinking we should maybe make an email address up in case anyone ever wants to get in touch.
That'd be a
lovely thing to do.
Or a Twitter handle.
Yeah, or a Twitter handle.
A Twitter handle. I think the term handle has a strange...
Like a handlebar moustache?
Yes, a bit like a handlebar moustache. Stache, whatever you prefer.
So maybe next episode we'll have some sort of email address or a Twitter handle. But for now, do get in touch.
Yeah, and send us a tweet to either of us.
Send us a tweet, say hi.
Yeah.
It's amazing that we sort of checked that we've got so many people listening, which has been...
We're really delighted that
such a pleasure. So thanks so much for listening.
We're so humbled by that. We're totally humbled. We're so grateful to you.
And let us know where you're listening, because we saw...
Oh, yes, we can see the... What is it called? The backyard?
The back end.
The back end, if you don't mind.
But so, yeah, so do get in touch and let us know where you're listening. And I hope that you're enjoying the show.
Yes, yes. And so, if you want a letter...
Tweet at us. We'll write you one.
Tweet at us, yeah. I'm at Tom Allen Comedy. Allen with an E, A-double-L-E-N.
And I'm Susie Ruffle. Double F-E-double-L on the Ruffle.
Thank you. But probably won't, you know. I know people are busy. But you know, so it would be nice, wouldn't it, if we sort of...
Stayed in touch
like that.
Get in touch.
And I do. Yes, I like the idea of writing to people. There is something about writing that's very much more... It takes longer, obviously.
But it feels like a real commitment, which I like. I like that, yes. You know, my friend William has sat down and thought about what he's going to say to me. It's really nice to open the letter. It's a real... He also has one of those...
I bet he does.
Why are you so angry about me having another gay friend?
You should invite him in.
Well, he's in Birmingham.
He's in Berlin.
He's very busy, Tom. Mm. He's being a copywriter in Berlin while writing a novel. He's very busy.
Oh, my goodness. Christopher Isherwood, eat your heart out.
Exactly. So, until next time.
Until next time, have a lovely week.
And stay in touch. Join us next week in Like-Minded Friends. Thanks.
Bye. 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 Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.